The federal government is pushing hard to pinpoint domestic sources of rare earth elements and critical minerals, including in Colorado. Right now, China is a primary source for the materials used in everything from cell phones to missile guidance systems. The search to identify these underground resources here is often done from the sky. KRCC's Shauna Lewis has this look at how the scientific magic happens.
Geophysicist Angela Farr places a laptop inside a gleaming blue helicopter at Salida Airport in the mountains of southern Colorado.
Basically, my job is to make sure that the equipment's set up and collecting good data, and then to do a quick
Farr works for one of the contractors collecting data for the U.S. Geological Survey's Earth MRI project. It's a program aimed at mapping the planet's surface and subterranean landscape. Farr points to a large box behind the pilot seat.
It has five crystals in it, four pointing down and one pointing upward, and that measures the radiation off the top couple of inches of the Earth, and then what's coming from the sky.
A long white boom called a stinger sticks out from the front of the helicopter. At its tip is a red bulb holding gadgetry to measure variations in the landscape's magnetic fields.
Sure, everybody wants to know what's inside that red thing.
Yeah, sure they do. They really do, and they're always disappointed.
She opens it up.
One thing you'll notice is there's no metal. It's polyethylene screws and it's wood because we don't want to introduce a local field.
Jennifer Hare is another contract geophysicist working on this study. She says that's why the instrument that passively measures the Earth's magnetic field is out on the stinger.
You can't mount the magnetometer on the helicopter because the helicopter has metal. You can't have metal objects near it because that creates noise in your sensed magnetic data.
After everything checks out, the pilot takes off. Hare explains the helicopter's flight path.
We're trying to stay at a constant height, and we have laid out a grid of lines for him. So it's kind of like mowing the lawn. He's got a grid of lines he's following.
This kind of airborne data gathering isn't new.
It originated back in World War II. We used magnetometers to hunt for submarines, essentially.
Hare says maps created from older data are often lower resolution and don't always match up with each other, though. And that's why this new data is so useful. She and other scientists get the data ready to send to the Earth MRI project, where it'll become part of maps for this area. That's USGS geophysicist Patricia McQueen's job. She describes the geology of the region.
Ancient volcano guts that got heated and munched over billions of years.
Those old rocks don't always contain valuable minerals, though, says McQueen's USGS colleague, research geophysicist Tien Grau.
Having minerals that are economic in an ore deposit, for example, is a very unusual thing. You have to have lots of geological processes come together right in one place, and they're unique. That's why they're hard to find.
Grau and McQueen take the data from the helicopter surveys and prepare it for public use, including by industry and academia. McQueen says it's a long process, but it'll expand geological understanding.
The great thing about this data is it's going to be around for many, many, many years.
Then there's ground truthing, when geologists go into the field to verify what is on or in the ground by actually looking at the rocks. Former USGS geologist Ben Magnan demonstrates this in a nearby canyon.
So the first thing the geologists will do will go up to the outcrop and they'll bang on the rock and try to pull off a sample.
He looks at it, determines what the rock type is, and checks how it corresponds with the data.
And then you'll take these little kind of pocket-sized boxes, which are called magnetic susceptibility meters. It measures the property of the rock. And so we just beep it once on the rock, once out in the air, and then it spits out a value. So this is low. This would not produce a magnetic anomaly in the airborne survey that we're flying.
If the data had shown a magnetic field in this spot, they would know it's from something underground and not from the surface. The ground truthing helps confirm what they found. The scientists are processing the data collected by the helicopter in southern Colorado to prepare it for public release as soon as possible, but there's no anticipated date yet. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
To learn more about the reasons for this search for minerals, come on in to krcc.org.